We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and more breaking news. The University of Miami football team has added five defensive linemen and a starting linebacker in the transfer portal, adding another defensive lineman here tonight. And Mark Emmert of the NCAA, the president of the NCAA, has just announced he is stepping down. So, and cheers across America, I think, go up everywhere. At any rate, just a normal Tuesday or normal day here. Joining us is from ESPN, Andrea Adelson. Andrea, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just sitting here doing a show, and all of a sudden, all kinds of things are breaking loose. We'll get to the NCAA stuff in a moment. You were in town. You spoke with Mario Cristobal. You spent time here at the University of Miami. What were your impressions?
Well, obviously, it's a new day at Miami. I think everybody can agree on that. The excitement is palpable, but the determination that Mario has and the vision that he has for what he wants Miami football to be is real. And I think the fact that he brings with him what makes Miami special, plus the last 9 years spent at Oregon and Alabama, which have made significant investments in their football programs, two programs that I think a lot of people would consider among the top in not only facilities, but all of the other things that go into producing championship football programs, gives him, I think, a unique advantage over any other person who would have come into Miami to take over the football program, because he's been a part of Miami as a championship program, but he's also been a part of these other programs that have invested the way that Miami is now going to invest. And he was very clear to me that not only is Miami going to close the gap that currently exists with programs like Alabama in terms of where the facilities are, they're going to create their own gap. And I think that's ultimately the goal. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some hard work. He wanted to be very clear on that. But he obviously has a vision for what Miami is going to be under his leadership.
I think that under his leadership and with Dan Radakovich, I suspect that the University of Miami is going to go very big here in the very near future when it comes to their facilities and what they want the football program to look like. I suspect they're going to go very big. I suspect the reaction around the country will be somewhat negative for some reason. But when Miami's good in football, I think it's great for college football.
No doubt, Joe, and I completely agree with you. Miami's going to go big, and they're going to go bold. And I think a lot of people, in my opinion, are going to say it's about time because we've been waiting on this from Miami. We all know what Miami is when there is an even playing field. That's what Mario told me. We saw it in the 80s and 90s. But as some of these other teams got into the arms race and Miami fell behind a little bit, that's where the gap grew. But now that Miami has determined, okay, athletics is going to be part of one of our verticals at the university, and we are going to invest, and it's not just going to be a one-year investment. This has to be a long-term investment. Miami can live up to the potential I think all of us see in the program. We all remember what Miami looks like when they're winning championships. And what worked in the 80s and 90s no longer works in 2022. But the type of standard that Mario can build with his players, with his coaching staff that he was a part of on those teams, well, that transcends eras. So I think that's why he brings the best of both worlds with him. And I hope that people around the country embrace what Miami is going to be, because yes, college football is better when Miami is at the top of its game. And Joe, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with people inside the ACC who have told me how crucial and critical it is for the future of the ACC for Miami to be good. And that is something that is indisputable, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, that gives that. I don't have enough time to go through that one, because they could help a little bit, but that's a different that's a different story. They have not been. I think they'll be a better partner. I'll just leave it at that. The University of Miami, as I mentioned, defensively, they're taking advantage of the transfer portal and the NIL, and there are some outside attacks coming toward the University of Miami because of the NIL. My question to you would be, one, how much better do you think they're going to be because of the players they're bringing in? And then more of a statement than a question, despite the NIL money, and I just said this to Don Bailey, if you are a recruit, all you really need to do is look at the guys that said, I'm going to work with Mario Cristobal, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, Jason Taylor, Ed Reed is still here. The list goes on and on. I think those guys, that's a pretty good endorsement to say, we're going to work with these guys. You can also come play here.
Yeah, no question about that. I'm not surprised that Miami has gone into the portal. When I was down there talking to Mario, he told me that those were a couple of positions that they were going to look to shore up in the portal. And I think watching the spring game, it shouldn't come as a surprise that that was an area that Miami was going to target. So anytime you're able to bring in players who can add some depth and experience, starting experience in particular, it's only going to help the program. So I'm not surprised at all to see that. And in terms of Miami taking advantage of where NIL is right now, well, of course Miami should take advantage of it. I've always felt that programs that are situated in big cities like Miami, like USC, should be better positioned to have these types of opportunities for their student athletes. And it's not as if Miami is the only one that has NIL deals for their players. I think Jimbo Fisher took some criticism earlier this year because of what was happening with Texas A&M and the fact that they signed a class and people questioning how much NIL had to do with that. If you're not participating in the NIL game right now, you're simply losing. You cannot go through college football or college basketball or collegiate sports in general right now and take a seat on the sideline, especially with the way things are going right now. So folks can criticize Miami all they want and John Ruiz all they want and Life Wallet. I know that's been a target. But Miami is doing what's allowed under the rules right now, and they'd be silly not to.
Yeah, I don't know why that's so hard for some of the national guys to figure out. Mark Emmert is stepping down. Is that good or bad, or what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a great question, Joe, because I do agree, as you alluded to at the Open, there's probably a lot of cheering and celebrating right now because of where the NCAA is and the thought and feeling that Mark Emmert has been completely ineffective and ill-equipped to run the NCAA during a time right now when there are so many changes that are coming to collegiate athletics. Obviously, the NCAA was, 10,000 steps behind when it came to NIL, and that's just one example. All of the divisions are undergoing changes right now. They're all having transformation committees. They're rewriting their rules. We don't know what's going to happen with the Alston case. The NCAA has already asked Congress for some help in trying to figure out NIL and all sorts of other issues that are going on in collegiate athletics. So for the NCAA, it's a really difficult time to sit down and figure out, okay, what type of leader do we want moving forward? How do we want to position ourselves moving forward? And how do we get one person to be able to bring everyone together when so many programs and all the divisions are in vastly different faces right now. Is there an opportunity for the NCAA to change course and think about what it means for somebody to be the NCAA president, considering how different things are in college athletics now compared to when Mark Emmert took the job? So I think these are all questions that the NCAA has to answer before we can figure out whether or not this is something that's going to be good or bad. I think this is an opportunity to really reshape what it means to be the president of the NCAA and to bring in, I think, a more dynamic leader who has their finger on the pulse of what's happening right now in the landscape, because I think it's long past time for the NCAA to be a far more proactive organization and far less reactive organization.
Yeah, I found them to be very disconnected from where we are with the college athletes. We're a couple of months away from, you know, the media days and all that stuff. But is this trending toward a Miami pick to win the Coastal, or is Pittsburgh still the team to beat as we come out of spring football?
I do think it's trending toward Miami being the preseason favorite in the Coastal, and I say that for a few reasons. Number one, Miami does have the established quarterback returning as compared to Pitt, and I know Keaton Slovis, everyone expects him to have the job, and while you can describe him as established because of his career at USC, there's still a large unknown about what it's going to be like for him to replace Kenny Pickett. And they also have a new offensive coordinator as well. I watched their spring game, and they really want to focus more now on being the Pitt of old in terms of establishing the run. They're going to look a little bit different. Defensively, I think Pitt is going to be better than they were a year ago. But, of course, this is the same Pitt team that lost to Miami. So if we're going to sit here and start comparing these two, and I do think it's going to be between Miami and Pitt atop the Coastal Division, with the excitement that Mario is bringing, with Tyler Van Dyke coming back, with some other key players coming back across the board, what should be a vastly improved offensive line, what should be a terrific run game, trying to find some key players at receiver. Secondary should be fantastic. And, of course, Joe, I think the media is just used to picking Miami because there's this sense that it should be Miami, right? We've all been waiting on it, Joe. We've all been, look at Miami on paper. Yes, it should be Miami. So I think for all those reasons, I'm predicting it now, Miami is going to be the preseason choice to win the Coastal.
All right. Well, it's always good to be the preseason choice, but you got to do it on the field. Hopefully that will be the case this year. Before we let you go, your family always does great, is doing all kinds of projects. How's everybody going? How's everybody doing? Is your husband doing all the volunteer work and your daughter's doing all kinds of writing books and poetry and artists? what's going on there? You change the world. Your family changes the world one day at a time.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Yes, Eric is still very involved in diaper drives and collecting diapers and wipes for families in need. And our rabbi, in fact, just went to Poland, to the Ukraine border, to deliver supplies to the refugees who are coming into Poland. He went to Krakow, and so we were able to donate and collect some supplies for him to be able to bring over to those folks over there. Aside from that, you know, my 11-year-old just won her hockey league championship. So we're celebrating that, Josie. Okay. Ice hockey, too, here in Orlando. Pretty big evening.
All right, Andrea. Always great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us. And we will talk more here during the spring and the summer as we get closer to football season.
Great. Looking forward to seeing you again. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, Andrea Adelson joining us from ESPN. That will wrap up tonight's show. Thanks to Andrea, Gino, and Don Bailey Jr. Stay tuned. Panthers hockey is coming up next. Thanks to Danny Garcia, our producer, and have a great night, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.